I'm at a lodge home one evening, dead tired, after a particularly grueling day at work. His wife greeted him and said, "Honey, I have some good news and some bad news. Which do you want first?" The man breathed a deep sigh and asked for the good news. "Well," she said, "you'll be happy to know that the airbags on our new car really work well." Of course, he didn't have to ask what the bad news was. Well, today I have good news and bad news for you. The good news is that we are a forgiven people. God holds out his mercy and love, forgiveness for everything we have ever done or failed to do. Now, that may not be the kind of news that has us cheering and dancing in the aisles, though maybe it should. It's just that we've heard it before. It's good news, it's wonderful news, but it's also old news. We've heard it so often that sometimes it loses its impact. So what is the bad news? The bad news is that God expects us to forgive one another. How much? A lot. As many as 7 times, Peter asked, thinking he was being very generous. "No," said Jesus, "not 7 times, but 77 times. Biblically speaking, that means as often as it takes. In other words, always. Now, we know that one of the hardest things in life for any of us is to forgive someone who has hurt us or someone that we love. It's even harder when they hurt us again. Perhaps there's a bit of perverseness in each of us that enjoys hanging on to resentment, using old hurts as ammunition. It is so hard to forgive. We all know that. It's easier to think of ways to get even. Sometimes we just want to write the person off completely, as if they don't exist anymore. But in this gospel today, Jesus wants us to understand that forgiveness is an attitude. It doesn't come all at once. It comes with practice. It begins with the decision to forgive. And the feelings don't always follow immediately. But in time, the healing comes. Now, for us who believe, what makes it a little easier to forgive and a little more sensible as well is the awareness of how forgiving God is to us. That's the point of the gospel parable today. A servant owed the king a huge amount, 10,000 talents in the Greek text. That was an enormous amount of money, an amount that could never be paid back. I guess it was kind of like our national debt. But the king wrote it off. He forgave the whole loan. But that same servant who had his loan erased could not bring himself to forgive a fellow servant who owed him very little, 100 denarii in the original Greek text. In the New Testament times, a talent of gold or silver, 10,000 talents, would weigh 130 pounds. It would take an army to carry 10,000 talents. On the other hand, 100 denarii was pocket change. He who had been forgiven much missed the lesson and never knew the joy and the liberation of forgiving others. The point for us is obvious. We are to forgive others because God forgives us. That is what empowers us to forgive. If we are poor at forgiving, it may mean that we have lost sight of how merciful and generous and forgiving God has been with us. This is the very heart of our faith in Christ. It is what we have seen in Him. It is what He has told us about God. It is what we teach the children, the youth, and the adults who come to us. It's how we pray. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. The mercy of God is without limit, and Jesus gave His life, His all, to show us it's true. That is the good news. Jesus doesn't tell us that it will be easy. He doesn't tell us that it will happen all at once, or without pain, or without anger. He just tells us there is no other way to be free, no other way to be at peace. There is no other way past the ugliness and the bitterness of life than to remember that we have been forgiven. Again, that is the good news. And to those who stubbornly say, "I'll forgive, but I won't forget," Jesus says, whatever you do, don't forget how much you have been forgiven.